Joining us on the program, it's Detectives Rocky Johnson and John Ellis. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
What went on over the weekend that we should know about? Rocky, of course, back from vacation. Up with snow.
Nice little 2 week break there. Yes.
Okay. On now the back to it.
I'm sorry. On the second up there at the Showboat Marina, we had at least 8 boats that were broken into. It appears that the suspects came by a boat up to the dock. One of the suspects cut himself on something that he was either removing or on something up there. There's some blood droplets up there. We're trying to locate some of the owners of the boats up there. If people have boats up there and something's been stolen from it, they need to contact us.
That's right. Some people probably haven't checked their boat in a while. They don't even know that they were broken into. Now, the Showboat Marina, that is the Cajun Kitchen.
Yes,
up at that area right there, because I had to ask, where's the Showboat Marina?
Yeah, up at the 40th Street and Guyandotte.
Okay, that number is, the call, if you've got information on that, is 696-4499. 696-4499. They don't want your name. They just want the information. And of course, if your information leads to a conviction, you could get up to a $500 reward. 696-4499. How many? It was 8 boats that were broken into.
That's what we know of. Eight boats that we've seen that the tarps had been pulled off on them. There might be more boats that we need, but we just don't know until the owners contact us.
So none of the owners of these boats have contacted you yet?
Not as of yet. We just got the report in yesterday, and as of this morning, none of them has contacted us.
Okay, so if you got a boat up there, you better go check it out. All right, Rocky, what do we have this morning?
Well, I just want to expand on the Crime Stopper thing here. Not only are we taking tips on cases that happened here in Huntington, but anywhere in the tri-state area, we've got a good working relationship with, say, Ashland PD, West Virginia State Police, Sheriff's Office. If you have any information on any crime that's happened in this area, call in. We'll get that information out to the correct jurisdiction, and we share that information with everybody.
Okay. So, once again, that number, they can always call this number, right? 696-4499 takes care of everything.
Yeah, 696-4499, and Shauna is our secretary in the Detective Bureau. She gets those messages and forwards them to either John or myself, and then we get them out to the correct people.
Okay. Go check on your boats is all I can say this morning. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Anything else before we leave this?
We got a couple of cars we got to look into that were pulled out of the river last night. We'll have to check the VINs on those to see if they were stolen. I think one was an accident, went in the river, but while they were pulling that one out, we found another one. So. Wow. Happens quite frequently.
Right. That was what was the they had a sticker on it, an inspection sticker 2000, the one that they pulled out. So that car's been was in the river for a long amount of time.
Could have been, or they just didn't
update.
Didn't
their
get
sticker.
It inspected. Yeah. That happens.
I mean, have you seen the vehicle? I mean, probably when they pulled it out, I couldn't tell if it looked like it'd been in the river a long time, or if it recently just went into the river.
Well, we had one go in about 2 months ago. A barge guy actually called in and saw it go in, and we went with the fire department. We went over there and looked for it and couldn't find it at the time, but that's not too uncommon. So that may be the one and that was definitely a stolen car. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a place where people like to dispose of stolen vehicles. Just put it in the river, man. No one will ever find it in the river. All right, so if you know anything, or if that's your car, 696-4499, which would suck, but if that's your car, 696-4499, we found it, it's in the river. If things we're talking about, if they were listening and go, well, you know, that could be mine, you can take care of that also on this.
Yeah, give us a call. We've got it at the impound lot. Give us a call. We'll check it out for you.
Just got to get the fish out of it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Right, thanks.
It's Rocky Johnson and John Ellis, detectives with the Huntington PD.